What do we need to do before a tornado warning?
There are a couple of steps that we would encourage people to take beforehand. Number one, know what your plan is. Know your plan if you're at work, if you're at school. Know where you go in your buildings. If you're at a shopping mall, at a movie theater, you know, you got to think about what you're going to do if that warning comes when you're at a location. The other thing that we would encourage everyone to do before the storm is download our free tornado app, the tornado watches, warnings, as well as severe thunderstorm watches and warnings. So it's a free download for Android, iPhone, or iPad, and it's truly a tool that can save your life.
Okay, we've heard the warning. We hear the sirens. We're in our home. The tornado's on its way. What do we do?
No matter where you are, use this as the rule of thumb on how to get to a safe place. You want as many walls in between you and the outside world as possible. So a lot of people in Texas will say, oh, I'm supposed to go to my bathtub. Well, that may not be the case if your bathroom is on an exterior wall of your house. What you want to make sure of is that you're selecting the most interior place of the structure. Maybe it's under a stairwell, it could be a laundry room. You want to create as many walls in between you and the outside world as possible. You also want to make sure that you take some supplies with you. So grab a backpack, pack it in advance. Make sure it's got some essentials. First aid supplies, a little bit of drinking water, your important documents with copies of those inside. Make sure you've got a flashlight and a radio.
Is there anything else like drag the mattress and put it on top of you? Suggestions like that?
Here's what I would say about that. If you can take your mattress, that's great. I personally cannot take my mattress. I can't even move my mattress on a bright sunny day. So for me, I take the cushions off the couch and the blankets off my bed.
What do you do afterward?
So many times it's dark out. Stay put. Wait for emergency workers. And I'll tell you why. It's because power lines are down and they're not turned off. There's often gas leaks all throughout the neighborhood. So what we want you to do is stay put. We know emergency officials are always on their way and they're going to safely get you out of that neighborhood and get you over to a Red Cross shelter.
What is the most memorable escape story that you ever heard or survival story you've ever heard?
Well, I'll tell you, the one here in North Texas from just last week was a woman that had gone into a closet with her child and her entire house was gone except for that interior closet. It might as well have been a public service announcement for picking the most interior part of your home. It was quite amazing. I'm fascinated and horrified by the power of Mother Nature, and tornadoes are, they're just unlike any other storms. It's so critical that we plan ahead because they pop up quickly without a lot of time to think through what you're gonna do if. That's why it's important to do that while the sky is blue.
Anita Foster with the Red Cross, thank you very much.
Thank you.